Son, never stop learning.
You're already building a course generation platform, Arden. So here's a question that should hit close to home. What's the difference between a tool that answers questions and a system that actually gets work done? Most AI products today are still stuck at the first stage. They respond, they retrieve, they generate a single output and stop. But research into agentic AI systems defines something fundamentally different. An AI agent combines a foundation model with reasoning, planning, memory, and tool use to pursue goals beyond generating a single response. That's not a chatbot. That's a system with a job to do. Think of it this way. You're a new parent managing a household with an 8-month-old. You don't just answer one question at a time. You hold a mental model of what needs to happen, in what order, and who handles what. You delegate, you check, you adjust when something goes sideways. That's orchestration. Now apply that same logic to AI. Agent orchestration is the design and coordination of the components, steps, tools, and agents required to complete a larger task. A typical orchestrated workflow separates planning from execution. One component determines what should happen, while another performs the required actions. The planner doesn't write the code. The executor doesn't set the strategy. Separation of concerns applied to AI. The key idea here is that this mirrors how high-functioning teams actually operate, whether that's a startup department or a household running on limited sleep. Now, what does this look like technically? Agent architectures commonly include a model, memory, a planner, tool routers, critics, and mechanisms for interacting with an environment. The React pattern is a good example. It combines reasoning with action, allowing an agent to alternate between internal deliberation and interaction with tools. So the agent thinks, acts, observes the result, then thinks again. It's a loop, not a line. Tool calling extends this further. An agent can reach into retrieval systems, execute code, call external APIs, or process multimodal inputs. That means your course generation platform doesn't have to be a single prompt firing into a void. It can be a system that researches a topic, structures a curriculum, drafts audio scripts, checks quality, and retries when something fails, all without you manually hand-holding each step. Memory is critical here too. Long-running workflows need to manage information beyond the model's immediate context, using compression and selective retention to control what gets processed at each step. Without memory management, long tasks collapse under their own weight. Multi-agent systems take this further, Arden, and this is where it gets genuinely powerful for product builders. A multi-agent system uses multiple agents that can cooperate, compete, or combine both behaviors while working toward task objectives. Coordination can be centralized, decentralized, or peer-to-peer. Agents can be assigned specialized roles, planner, researcher, executor, reviewer, verifier, rather than asking one model to do everything. For example, in your platform, a researcher agent pulls source material, a writer agent drafts the script, and a critic agent flags hallucinations or unsupported claims before anything reaches a listener. A central orchestrator assigns subtasks, routes information, collects outputs, and decides whether the workflow continues, retries, or stops. That last part matters. Critics, reflection steps, and verification mechanisms inspect intermediate results before the system moves forward. This is how orchestration directly addresses the reliability problem, the hallucination problem that makes raw LLM outputs risky in production. The system checks itself. It doesn't just trust its first answer. The takeaway from all of this is not that AI is getting smarter in isolation. It's that the management layer around AI is what determines whether you have a toy or a product. The main engineering trade-offs are real: latency versus accuracy, autonomy versus controllability, capability versus reliability. Long horizon orchestration creates costs. More model calls, more token usage, more retries, more latency. Reducing unnecessary tool invocations and controlling planning depth are recognized approaches for keeping systems efficient, and safety is not optional. research shows that language model-based agents can produce unsafe behavior even without adversarial inputs or malicious intent. Guardrails and verification for tool actions are required, especially when agents affect external systems. Remember this, a single chatbot is a talented intern. Agent orchestration is the management layer that turns that intern into a high-performing department, one that plans, executes, reflects, and improves without you running every meeting yourself. That shift from manual prompting to goal-oriented systems is what separates the next generation of AI products from everything that came before.